And so God gave us life to gave us life. He gave us life to live. And we are to live that life through Jesus Christ. He is our life. And to live and to live in victory. So all these things, this is nothing new. We heard of plague, we heard of virus, we heard of all kind of disaster. This is nothing new to us. And because we have an enemy in this earth who seek to destroy, seek to devour, seek to take us out. But God sent another man. He's called the second Adam. And that's what we want to talk about. How you can reign in life here on earth. I mean reign in life, not just have things. I am talking about reigning in life, walking in victory, stuff going on, but you're not moved by it. As they read the opening scripture, it won't come nigh your dwelling. It's in the earth, but it won't come on your premises. Amen. Amen. Right. It shows up, you stop it at the gate. Don't come here. Don't you touch me. Don't you put your hands on me. I do not belong to you. I have another Lord. His name is Jesus. And I promise you, they know that name well.
Yes.
They know it well. But the thing about it, how well do you know it?
All right.
Amen. And so we reign in life through the one Jesus Christ, because what Jesus did, because of what Jesus has done, should I say. He said, we shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ because of what he has done. And that's what we want to talk about. How to reign. What he has done. We shall reign in life. And I'm going to show you not just exist in life. Not just to get by in life, but to reign.
Yes.
That means you're ruling, you're reigning over all circumstances, over all opposition, because they're coming at you.
Yes.
You're not folding your hand. You're not crying. You're not wringing your hands and crying and in despair. And I don't know what I'm going to do. No, you are shouting the victory while things around you are falling apart. You are whole sound and full of praise, and nothing bother you. You lay down at night, you sleep like a baby. You rise in the morning, hallelujah, for a beautiful day to reign again and to live life to it full. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. And he said, how much more those who receive the overflow of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through Jesus Christ. What is grace? What is grace? You know, it says God's overflow of grace. What is grace? All right. God's grace is God's unmerited favor, unmerited, that you didn't do anything to earn it. It's unmerited. You can't earn it. It's a gift, God's grace. I like to say it like this because it's from God. It's God's grace. And the Bible talks about great grace, more grace. And grace is available for every walk of life. You need grace in your marriage, grace in your finance, grace to sleep, grace to walk, grace to live. I mean grace. And what is grace? Well, let me give you my definition. What is grace? Grace, I like to say it like this. Grace is God's ability to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Do in us, through us, and for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. See, grace gives you the ability to function with the unction. I'm going to say that again because they didn't quite get that. Grace gives you the ability to function, operate in their unction. Their unction is the anointing. And grace and faith go hand in hand. You can't separate them. Grace is the ability to use faith, and faith is what releases the power of God, and the power of God can't no foe withstand. Ooh, that's so good. And when it's released, and that's why, and see, that's why you need to know how to, what grace is and how to live by faith. And faith doesn't have any, doesn't have a stench of fear, doubt in it. It is firm, exact. If God said it, that's what I stand on. I'm speaking it. And once it come out of my mouth, faith will not reverse, back up, or doing it. It just stand there and move forward. Because what faith has said, it is absolutely sure that's what God will do.
Amen.
That's what it's done. And faith said, it is done. Amen. So glory to God. God now has given us the ability to live and rule, the ability to live and rule and reign in life like the Lord Jesus did. I'm going to say that again. God has given us the ability to live and rule and reign in life like the Lord Jesus did when he was here on the earth in flesh. He's the head and we're his body. I know this might sound far out to people, but I'm going to read it anyway. And you find this scripture in 1 John 4:17. Now listen to this. Listen to this scripture. 1 John 4:17. Glory to God. And this is what it says. Here is our love made perfect, mature, perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That we may have what? Boldness in the day of judgment. Because the devil going to judge you. And even people will judge you.
Amen.
They try to tell you what you can or can't do. But we have boldness, and that's when our love is made perfect. When your love is made perfect, you have full confidence in the love of God because God loves you. He will not withhold anything from you. So here is our love made perfect that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Listen to this statement. Because as he is, so are we in this earth. I'm going to say it again. As he is, how is he? He's at the right hand of God. He's seated there. Do you think any devil, any demon, any sickness, any disease, any disaster, any kind of evil, any kind of ungodly thing is ruling over Jesus?
No. All right.
What would be the answer? No, absolutely no. Now I'm going to ask another question. Do you think there's anything out there will ever rise up to rule over him?
No.
And cause him to not be Lord and cause him not be well and healthy and full of life and praying and interceding for us.
No.
So he just said, as he is, so are we in this earth. Not when we get to heaven, we are in this earth. And he said, we are just like him. Why? Because we're his body and he's the head. Did you hear that?
Yes,
we are his body. And do your head go by one name, your body go by another one?
No.
Absolutely not. So as he is, and that's why we reign in life, because everything that comes against us has already been conquered, already been defeated. Already is under our feet. And we are to walk on them. He put them under our feet. Hallelujah.